I think people may be surprised. It's partly because air pollution is largely invisible. And we are drawing attention to this story because we want people to be talking more about it, and we want government to be taking action on it. You know, government took action on smog in the 1950s with the Clean Air Act. More recently, it introduced smoke-free legislation in 2007. People don't have a choice about the air they breathe, and they can't necessarily see these very fine particles, but that doesn't mean government shouldn't act on it.
What are some of the dangers then? Breathing in air that's heavily polluted, it can increase your risk of a lot of illnesses, can't it?
Well, what British Heart Foundation funded research has shown is that air pollution of this kind, this is fine particulate matter, can actually get into your bloodstream and into your organs and can increase the risk of certain cardiovascular events like a heart attack or a stroke.
That's very worrying then, isn't it? And I imagine it'd be very worrying for parents whose children are breathing in this air every day, who are living in these places. I mean, you wouldn't let your child, certainly wouldn't let them smoke 140 cigarettes a year, would you? But they've got no choice with the air they're breathing, have they?
That's right. And that's why we have made the comparison with smoking, because just like with passive smoke, obviously, if you're a smoker yourself, you have a choice to stop it. And we would encourage people to do that. But with passive smoke, secondhand smoke, people didn't and still don't have a choice around that. And government legislated in 2007 to change the law on that. We now want government to take strong action and introduce these tougher limits on fine air pollution, because people, exactly as you say, don't have that choice of the air they breathe. And particularly for children, it's concerning. Also affects pregnant mothers and children in the utero.
And is there anything people can do individually? I mean, I've read in places before, you know, walking a bit further from the road can really dramatically decrease the amount of air pollution you're breathing in. But do you know of any other tips or anything that people can use?
Well, there are some things people can do, but actually we think it's incumbent on government to act, and that's why we're calling on them to change the law. Ultimately people don't have a choice necessarily where they live or the route they take to work or school. Whilst of course it is safer to stay away, particularly from the highest traffic roads, that's not always a choice for people. So government needs to take the action that will allow people to breathe cleaner air over time.
Absolutely. And do you think this issue is taken seriously enough? Obviously, from the point of view of the British Heart Foundation, this is really increasing people's risks of getting things like heart disease, isn't it?
Well, we don't think it's an issue that's been taken seriously enough. And maybe it's because it's less visible. That's why we're drawing attention to it. That's why we're making the comparison with cigarettes, striking though that may seem, because we do think it's, you know, it really is the government's responsibility to take action on this, to put in place these tougher limits and to make the changes that mean that people can breathe cleaner air over time. I think if we, you know, a couple of decades from now, I think we'll look back with shame if we don't take action.